for the audience laughed or hissed at the same times we did. I was lost in enjoyment. The satire was about our great Socrates, but it was so biting. I think if he were alive today, he would drive a sword through the writer. Oh, it was good to be out. I noticed people staring at me from time to time as I was in the front row, center, which is the seat of honor. Perhaps they are curious about an Egyptian princess who dresses as a Roman. No matter. Puzo watches carefully for my safety. The play ended at sunset. On the way home, Julia instructed our servants to carry us down an alley that opened up into a quiet little courtyard. It was lit by a lantern hanging from the branches of an olive tree. Tall walls surrounded us, and I could hear from the apartments above sounds of families ending their day, children being tucked into bed and other noises. I soon realized we were in a public eating place. We stood at a waist-high table that curved around a charcoal fire. Julia took 2 coins from a pouch that was tied to her belt and laid them on the bar. She told me that children stop here in the mornings for breakfast before they go sit with their tutors. The cook put ground meat onto a plate. Several small bowls on a sideboard held salt and other spices. He pinched